Yo, welcome to the place where we're almost grown but still figuring out life, one day at a time. I'm your host Jay, and I'm with my co-host...
Hello, I'm Kay, and welcome to...
The Low-Key Podcast.
Today's topic is real, kind of scary, kind of messy, but super real. What growing up looks like from a teenager's viewpoint.
But before we dive into today's chaos, let's do a vibe check. Kay, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm running on a half a cup of coffee and a dream, to be honest. But I'm here and ready to talk about life's moments.
Same, bro. But I'm fueled by memes and procrastination. It's fine. We got this.
What about you guys? What's your vibe today? Hit us up on our Instagram at LowKeyPod. Before we proceed to our first segment, let us give you a question to ponder on. Have you ever just sat down and thought, am I actually ready for life after this? Because, same.
Segment number one. When adulting becomes a thought. So, Kay, when did you first realize life wasn't just cool and fun?
Actually, in my experience, I was, in my elementary years, I was more exposed to extracurriculars than in my academics. So, at first, that was the time when I thought that school wasn't just as serious as it is. But when I entered high school years, that moment was my point of realization that I need to be serious with this. I need to focus on my academics than just my interests and hobbies aligned with my extracurriculars.
You know what? I can also relate to that because I realized that school wasn't just fun when I turned into a teenager. When I was a kid, all I thought about was school, like, it was fun. But now that my mind has matured, I realized that school isn't just fun because of my future and will happen. It will depending on it. This realization wasn't sudden, but a gradual dawning. I began noticing the stress etch into my parents' faces. Overhearing harsh conversations about bills,
yeah.
A world far removed from my carefree existence. One evening, seeing my mom overwhelmed by paperwork, the weight of adult responsibility hit me. The constant juggling act, the consequences of choices. Career talks intensified this. The pressure to choose future path,
yeah.
Feeling immense. The playful innocence of a childhood faded, replaced by the daunting reality of shaping my destiny and the understanding that my choices had real-world consequences. The carefree days felt distant, the future a challenge I was expected to face. Sobering yet the growth in this experience.
Mm-hmm. You know, and even when I hear the word adulting, it...
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's scary. It's scary for me. Like, if you mention to me the word adulting, that word always sounded chilly to me. Actually, I have matured in a very young age because I was surrounded with... actually, I'm the youngest in our family. The youngest of all youngest. So, they're all in their 20s. And I'm the only teenager in our family. But if you ask me on a deeper level, adulting is very scary even if you have, you are matured.
Yeah, right? Even me as a person, I always want to seek advice from my parents and sisters. When the time comes that I will be an adult, it's like, welcome to the real world.
Yeah,
for me.
Yeah, because that's not the time when you, realize, mm-hmm. I'm on my own now. I feel like when I enter the stage of becoming an adult, I'm like, what am I going to do? How am I going to do this? Is this right? This is how it works?
Exactly. But it's so hard, right? It's like we're being forced to plan our lives, even though we haven't even finished our puberty phase.
Mm-mm.
It's not because you're only 17 years old, you already know what you're going to do with the rest of your life.
Yeah.
But that's the reality. Implications for college, or especially for work. But it's also very important that we figure it out before puberty ends, so that we are aware of what will happen in the future, knowing what to do, And yeah, but at least we've learned something.
Yeah.
You've mentioned about career talks earlier. Actually, it can relate to that. Because as I have mentioned earlier, I'm being surrounded by adults. So like in every family gathering, they always go like, what am I going to get in college? What are my plans? What job am I dreaming of? Have I decided what to get, what to do?
Yeah.
But actually, I still want to enjoy my youth. But they want me to act like I'm, like we're already grown, but it's too soon.
But I get what the adults are saying on like planning your future in advance rather than relying on the events happening in your life. Or in the other words, going with the flow.
Ooh, yeah. Segment number two. Too young to worry, but still worried. Jay, have you ever observed why teens mature really fast in the society?
I think it's because the society we grew up in puts pressure on us because if you are self-satisfied, even though you are young, you will still be worried about what will happen or overthink your future, especially since we grew up in a place where there are many judgmental people. And if we stay here self-satisfied or not worried, we will be left behind in this generation.
Yeah, exactly. Some teens are even out there raising their younger siblings and even working part-time jobs. Managing the house while also dealing with personal stuff. And all without real emotional support.
And that emotional load? Heavy. No one really teaches us how to deal with anxiety, heartbreak, family drama, none of that. But we're expected to just handle it.
And the worst part is, we have to handle it quietly. Like, we have to hide it.
For real, then there's school. We're graded on math tests and essays, but no one's teaching us how to file taxes, or even just cope when life doesn't go as planned.
Right? I mean, we know how to find X, but not how to find peace of mind. That whole, I'm fine, I'm chill thing, when deep down we're overwhelmed. Why is no one preparing us for real life?
Why? Because in this world, only you and no one else can prepare you for these things in real life. But only you and yourself will explore things that you haven't explored since you were a child. And until we reach the real life, so it's important to mature early so that we can be aware and prepare for the challenges we will encounter in the future.
But here's the thing. It's okay to not have it all together. We're not weak for feeling this way. We're human. We're growing, and sometimes that's messy.
So, if you're listening and you feel like you're caring more than usual, we see you. You're not alone. Last segment. Segment number three. Okay, when adulting hits, is there freedom or just more pressure?
I'm sure that every teen has craved freedom, but for me, when you finally get that independence, that's exciting yet terrifying. Terrifying in a sense that we're on our own now, from relying on our parents, and sometimes you even rebel out of the things you wanted to do but they won't let us, to becoming unrestricted and exploring life on your own.
They say that freedom comes with a decision, and that's where the pressure kicks in. And being an adult, there's a lot of responsibilities.
Wait. Something popped up in my mind. You know what people say that if it's much better knowing too much or knowing too less? If integrated to adulting, you know, both choices have pressures instilled in them. Like, if you know too much in such a young age, it would be overwhelming for you. But if you also know less or not much, you would also be worried about your future.
Yeah, right. I get it. Sometimes I think I want to grow up, but not like this. Because we imagine freedom as fun and limitless, but didn't expect the anxiety that sneaks in with it.
Yeah, it's like opening a door and suddenly realizing this isn't just a room.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole maze and there's no map.
Oh! You're just learning, and we all are.
Lastly, if we could talk to our future selves. Jay, imagine if you could send a message to your 25-year-old self. What would you say?
If I could only send a message to my 25-year-old self, I would say that I hope you have achieved your dreams since you were a child, and I hope you take the problems you've encountered as a challenge, because it's not easy to achieve your dreams in just one step. So always remember that No matter what problems you go through, you have to stay stronger than you think, because that's the only way to achieve your dreams, which is always a blessing. So, how about you, Kay?
Well, for me, I hope my 25-year-old self is strong, fighting, and surviving. And whatever she may be experiencing in the future, I hope she embraces it because experience is the best teacher in life.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So how about if your 25-year-old self could talk to you now, Jay, what do you think they'd say?
They would probably say, "Hey, remember the time when you dreamed of becoming a pilot? I always think that you can do it no matter how many challenges you will face. Mm-hmm. Always think that someone is guiding you. Although it's not easy to become a pilot, but you have improved. There are many challenges that you have faced, but you have overcome them all because you did not let your fears take over. I hope you can do it in the future." And that's all. And how about you, Kate?
Well, I think I could say that she should enjoy her youth days. Yeah, I think that's all I could say. It's okay not to have it all figured it out. No one really does, even adults.
You're growing, learning, and surviving. Don't be too hard on yourself.
We are not pretending to have it all together, but we're definitely here to make you laugh, cringe, and maybe even say, same, at least once. DM us or send us your biggest growing up fears, and we'll talk about them in the future episodes. This has been
Jay
and Kay, and thank you for listening to Low Key Podcast.